AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. World leaders are honoring the men who landed on the beaches of Normandy in France 75 years ago today. The D-Day invasion was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron paid their respects at the American Cemetery near Omaha Beach, and they both addressed surviving veterans who were gathered there for today's ceremonies.
On these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
President Macron spoke to the surviving veterans in English.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
Rows of white crosses mark the graves of the men who did not survive. Today, they have small U.S. and French flags on them to mark the D-Day anniversary. The Trump administration is considering using Fort Benning, Georgia, to temporarily house thousands of unaccompanied immigrant children. Mayor Skip Henderson says he was notified of that earlier this week, and he says he's okay with it. President Trump is promising to impose a 5% tax on imports from Mexico if it doesn't stop the flow of immigrants to the United States. Negotiators are meeting in Washington to try to keep the tax from taking effect next week, but they have not yet agreed on a solution. They will meet again today. This is AP Radio News. A judge in New Zealand has ruled that the media can show the face of a man accused of killing 51 people at two mosques there.
Previously, the courts ruled media could only publish images which pixelated the face of Brenton Harris Tarrant, the 28-year-old Australian white supremacist accused of the March 15 mass shooting. But High Court Judge Cameron Mander wrote in a court note that prosecutors had advised him there was no longer any need to suppress images of the man's face, and he was lifting the order. The initial argument for suppression may have been made to ensure witnesses weren't tainted, that they could identify the gunman from their own recollection and not from seeing a picture in a newspaper. I'm Zaria Shackley.
A shooting on a train in Philadelphia. A man and a teenage boy wounded. A gunman opened fire on the train last night as the train neared the City Hall station, say authorities. A 16-year-old boy and an 18-year-old were both shot, and they're being treated at a hospital. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.